Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm so glad you're with us this hour. And if you missed last hour, you really missed something special. Now, I know you're thinking, yeah, you'd say that whether we did or we didn't know. But we generally aim to do something special. But this was extra special because we were talking with Patsy O'Kane, who is the in charge of everything important at Beech Hill Country House in Derry, Londonderry, Northern Ireland, talking about an event that took place just barely a month ago on December 17th, 2016, at Beech Hill, where about 300 American U.S. naval personnel arrived on the USS Mason, which is a new ship with the same name as the USS Mason from World War II. And that was a unique ship. There was a book written about it. There was a documentary done about it. There was a feature film done about it. And I kept saying, I can't tell you how many years I've been saying it. Samuel L. Jackson was the leading role. And wrong. Smack me senseless. It was Ossie Davis, and it was his last film. And the reason he had a leading part, you know, it'd be really funny if we find out that Samuel L. Jackson was also in that film, but maybe not. Strange how memories sometimes work. I have this clear image of Samuel L. Jackson in this film. Looks at the moment like maybe he wasn't in it at all. But it was a story. What made the USS Mason unique in naval history in World War II, the original ship, is that 100% of the crew was African American and the officers were white, whereas the Army wasn't integrated in World War II, but the Navy was integrated, but Black Americans didn't get the best jobs or the high-end technical jobs, so you wouldn't have seen, as far as, and I'm just repeating what I've been told, so I'm hoping that there's somebody out there who actually was a gunner or a sonar operator or whatever, within, you know, what you would consider a more important job than somebody working in the kitchen or the laundry or swabbing the decks or whatever, although, you know, they're all important jobs and they need to be done. African Americans in general did not get those jobs. Well, on the Mason, everybody was black, so everybody got to do everything. And the Mason ported in Derry during World War II, and there were lots of U.S. Marines there as well, and their job was to make sure that the German U-boats did not make it across the ocean to us. Ireland played a really big part, and even the Republic of Ireland, which was, you know, neutral in this story, played a really big part in helping to keep us safe. We didn't talk about it in the last hour, but Ireland's treasurer recently passed on, Maureen O'Hara. You know, you probably, if you can't think of what she was in, the original film Parent Trap, with Lindsay Lohan playing the twins who were separated when they were very young. Maureen O'Hara played the mother in that film of the twins. Anyway, her husband, Captain Charles Blair, he flew for Pan Am, and he flew the Pan Am Clipper. And if you go to a town called Foynes, which is on the Shannon Estuary, which is this narrow strip of water that leads from the Shannon River out to the ocean in County Limerick, you'll find the Foynes Flying Boat Museum. And Captain Charles Blair is memorialized there because he flew the Pan Am Clipper. But during World War II, he flew, I don't know if he flew Pan Am planes or whose planes he was flying. He was flying out over the Atlantic doing reconnaissance missions, looking down at the ocean to see the shadow of submarines. And, you know, were any submarines that were coming up to the surface or on the surface. So there was a lot of stuff going on in Ireland and Northern Ireland that helped to protect us on this side of the ocean during World War II. So if you missed any of that, very cool. So 300 sailors on December 17th descended on the Beech Hill Country House to pay homage to the soldiers from World War II when they could have been on leave. Of course, she fed them all, and they were really happy about that. And as I indicated earlier, the Navy has a reputation of good chow as compared to the Army, for instance. And I'm not talking about the Officers Club. I'm talking about, you know, enlisted man's mess doesn't have a great reputation in the Army. But the Navy always had this stellar reputation for food. But I'm going to tell you, there's nothing coming out of the galley on a ship that can compare to the food that these guys and gals ate at Beech Hill Country House on December 17th, just a month ago. We just got back from Ireland, as you know. And there were some things I didn't get to do because I wasn't feeling particularly spunky for 12 days while we were there. And so there were things I didn't get to do because I wasn't getting out of bed. And so I have been busy in the last week calling people and saying, I didn't get to see you. I want to get you on the air because I know this and this and this are going on and I didn't get to see it, but my audience want to know about it, especially if you're going to be planning a trip, and I hope you are, to Ireland. And one of those people I have on the line with us, and that's Catherine Webster, who's the executive director of the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare, which is, you know, if you're at the Foynes Flying Boat Museum and the Foynes Maritime Museum, which Margaret O'Shaughnessy has recently opened and added to the attraction there, you can take a ferry across the, it's like 6-minute crossing. You put the car on the, you know, drive your car on, you didn't even get out of the car, and you drive off the other side. And at that, the whole trip isn't more than, counting the 5 to 8 minutes you're on the ferry, maybe it's 40 minutes to get from Foynes to the Cliffs of Moher. And that's a real easy way to go, and that ferry runs year-round, but watch the winter and fall schedule. Is not as often, like it's once an hour, whereas in the summer months it might be once every 15 minutes. So you have to go, you can find it online. Kilmer and Tarbert are the names of the two towns on each side of the estuary. And I had heard, not because my good friend Catherine called and told me, but I keep on top of these things, that there are walking trails that have opened at the Cliffs of Moher, and I'm already got my mind wound up about the puffins coming back in May. Don't you just love puffins? Aren't they just amazing beasts? Do you ever watch a puffin try to fly? It's like watching a comedy show. It's Daffy Duck running and running and running and running and can't get off the ground because they're so bottom heavy. You figure that thing's never getting in the air, and then all of a sudden, there they are. So I want to say hi to Catherine right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets go on sale January 29th. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I'm delighted to have Catherine Webster on the air so I can introduce you to her live from County Clare. Thank you for making the time for us today. We have so much to talk about. How are you?
I'm great, Stephanie. How are you?
Oh, I'm so much better. I would have loved to have come to see you on January 4th or 5th, because that would have fit into our travel plans if I planned to get out of bed. But I decided that wouldn't be good, and I didn't want to breathe on you.
Well, thank you for taking care of my health.
Yeah, well, no,
I was under the weather.
No, you know, I always resented people who martyred themselves into going to work when they were sick as dogs. And then they'd stay home the next day, and by 2 days later, the whole office was down sick. It's like, stay home till you're healthy. Don't come and breathe on us. But I did miss coming to see you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, the first thing I want to hear about, I want you to just give a 2-minute overview of what the Cliffs of Moher are for those who have just joined listening to this show, or, you know, picked their head up in the world of what Ireland has to offer. And then let's get into these walking trails that I'm hearing about that I don't know a thing about. I would have, if I had been healthy, I'd come home being able to be the expert on the subject, but you got to bring me up to speed along with everybody else. So we're going to do that right after these important messages. Don't leave me, people. Stephanie Abrams here.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach, and have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Let grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough for the final.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Catherine Webster. She's the executive director of the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare in the Republic of Ireland on the beautiful Wild Atlantic Way. And this is an incredible, uplifting, inspiring place. It's one of those places I refer to as the platinum rather than the plastic experience. This is interfacing with the real, the authentic, the actual, standing on the cliffs there, looking out over the Atlantic, and being able to take in the beautiful scenery, the landscape, the seascape, and all that the visitor center has to offer to help educate you on the cliffs and what makes it special. And it's a place where not only people love to congregate, but it's also a place where birds find a nesting spot and are quite happy. I mentioned the puffins earlier. If you want to see puffins, you have to be there from somewhere around the middle of May till almost more or less the middle of July. And then they're gone for the rest of the year. So if you like puffins, start planning your trip now. And the earlier in May, you know, the middle of May, the earlier the better, because July and August, end of June, you know, when everybody's kid is out of school, things get more crowded. So it's nice to be able to go some other time of the year. And there are always birds, it's just not always puffins. But I have Catherine on the line with me, live from County Clare. And I wanted to, maybe you could just kind of give a little overview of what the visitor center experience is and why people are drawn to the Cliffs of Moher.
Well, I think, Stephanie, the cliffs are probably one of the reasons why people visit Ireland. We had 1.4 million visitors there last year. The second most visited place in the country after the Guinness Storehouse. And there's something about the cliffs. People have been coming there for hundreds of years. The local landlord, Cornelius O'Brien, he built a castle, a little tiny castle, near the highest point of the cliffs. And he built it in 1835 for people who were coming to see the cliffs. So it was like the very first visitor center. Now, 10 years ago this February, Clare County Council, the local authority, opened up the new visitor center, as opposed to the one that was built in 1835. And we opened our doors in February 2007. But basically, we're an underground visitor center, so the visitor center has been hidden underneath the hillside so as not to take away from the beauty of the cliffs.
And that's brilliant. You know, there are a number of places, in particular, I can think of in Ireland, that Cage of Fields did that in County Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant because when you first drive up, you're not seeing the visitor center obstructing the view. You're not seeing even the car park because of the way, we would call it a parking lot, where, you know, the buses that bring busloads of people to visit and people who drive up in individual vehicles. You don't see that cluttering the view because it's sculpted into the hillside in a way that all you see is the grass and the cliffs and the water and the sky. It's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
It's really brilliant planning. Really brilliant planning. So you were in the process of making some changes in the visitor center. Have they been done?
Yeah, no, we have. Basically, we have some construction work due to start in September of this year, where we're basically adding on some, because of the popularity of the site, we're adding on a toilet block, an additional toilet block. We're adding on some auxiliary buildings. And we have some work to do on O'Brien's Tower, the little castle near the highest point, which is some restoration work. So those won't happen until after this summer season.
Now, O'Brien's Tower, I always thought O'Brien's Tower, for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, you can go to my site and put in Cliffs of Moher photos and you'll get, oh my gosh, we probably have 1,000 photos of the Cliffs of Moher and the whole area right there. But O'Brien's Tower looks like the rook in a game of chess. It's this round thing, and it looks like a folly to me.
It is a folly. That's exactly what it is.
So was that what was originally built in the 1830s as a visitor center?
It was built as a viewing tower for people to come and see the cliffs. So they would go up, they would be guests, many of them would be guests of Cornelius O'Brien, but, there were people coming from all over the world, even at that stage, mainly from Ireland, mainly from Britain, but there were some coming from further afield as well, and they would, climb to the highest point of the tower to view the cliffs.
So Mr. O'Brien inherited this land?
Yes, he was the local landowner. And he would have owned all the land around from, like, on the far side of Liscannor up to the cliffs and down to Doolin.
Can you imagine? You know, every now and then I meet somebody whose family owns some magnificent parcel of land. It just brings to mind, I interviewed a fellow, I don't know if he still works for the Department of Parks in St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands, but his grandfather bought 5,000 acres of St. John and Trunk Bay. Now, Trunk Bay is one of those places people go to swim and snorkel in gorgeous water. And I mean, the thought somebody could own Trunk Bay, it's like saying, I own the Cliffs of Moher. Would you like to come over for tea? You know, it's like, it's just too way out there for me. And by the way, I don't want to take for granted that there are people in my audience who absolutely know what a folly is. A folly is an architectural something, non-functional generally, that people would build on their property so that from their back porch of their palatial house, they had something pretty to look at. Sometimes they would build columns that look like, a side of a Greek temple. Sometimes they would build towers and things that looked like conservatories and gazebos, but they were built out of stone, and they were generally huge, and they were hundreds of yards away, generally speaking, away from the main house where they lived. So when they looked out the window, they had something interesting to look at. Now, when you look at the Cliffs of Moher and the sea, you wonder why anybody had to build anything, because there's so much wonderful to look at. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, because I am busting to hear about this new trail. And clearly I am uninformed because, or misinformed, because I was told there are four walking trails. And in the commercial break, I got to ask our good friend Catherine Webster a bit about it, and that ain't true. So we're going to get the real deal after these important messages. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days.
There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast to coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Catherine Webster on the line with me. And she's the executive director of the Cliffs of Moher on the west coast of Ireland. In fact, on a clear day, you can probably see Boston. At least you can tell people you do. Who's going to dispute it? But it's right on the Atlantic Ocean. And I have to tell you, there is something exhilarating. You don't have to do anything. Just go. Just standing there and being embraced by the sea breeze and the salty mist and surrounded by the most incredible views. And visiting the visitor center with all the explanations that are behind the scientific explanations and the marine and explanations about what is out there. And by the way, people, you can also go into Doolin and take one of the boats. There's a very nice 90-minute sightseeing visit that you can take. You don't port anywhere. You get on the boat, it takes you around, and then you get off the boat. But what's interesting about it is it will give you another perspective of the cliffs, because you're looking up at the cliffs from the sea instead of looking down at the sea from the top of the cliffs. And that's where you get to, you really get amazing views of the birds that are nesting in the crevices. There are all these ledges. It looks like huge apartment buildings. And looking out of all the little teeny windows are birds. I mean, it's just, it's remarkable. Remarkable. But I've heard about this trail business, and I was told there's four trails and whatever. Clearly, whoever told me this bill of goods was wrong. So let's get the real deal from Catherine Webster. What did you build?
Well, we didn't build anything, Stephanie. Basically, what we did was we sat down and we talked to the landowners who own the land along the edge of the Cliffs of Moher. And basically, there are 37 of them. Well, there's 38. One of them isn't in it, but the trail goes around his land.
Oh, that's
hilarious. Other 37 all signed up.
That's hilarious. And there's always one.
Yeah, always one. But basically, it's the most amazing walking trail. It runs all along the edge of the cliffs, from the village of Doolin, which is the home of traditional Irish music, to Liscannor, which is just to the north of the cliffs. And the visitor center is right at the very center of that journey. So if you start at the visitor center, you can do part of it, or you can do a 5-kilometer trek to the Hag's Head Tower at the other end of the cliff, or you can do Doolin to the visitor center and back, or you can get the shuttle bus from one of the points back to where your car is, depending on where you start. So it's a really excellent addition to our area. It's a great way for people to see as much or as little of the cliffs as they want to, and to spread out along the cliffs.
Well, what are you actually walking on? Are you walking on a road, or is it paved?
You're walking on a trail, which is like it's gravel surface along the edge. Now, we do have some issues with people climbing over the walls and going out onto the cliff edge, and that because people are doing that, they've sort of beaten the grass down to sort of earth, and it looks a little bit like a trail on the other side. But as long as you stay on the gravel path, you're perfectly safe, and you have these amazing views along the cliff edge.
Is there, like, fencing or, you know, like a...
There's fencing in some sections, and there are some sections that are open cliff edge.
What is the matter with people that have to go out to the edge of things? Don't they know about wind and slippery surfaces?
There's a human condition which seems to be that if someone else is doing it, I want to do it too.
Crazy.
And they copy each other, and we spend a lot of time at the visitor center and with my team of rangers telling people about the safety aspects, but obviously people, if they're going out on a walking trail, do need to pay attention to their own safety and make sure they are on an open cliff trail, and you don't go out there unless you have proper shoes, and you don't go out there without water, and you don't go out there when the conditions are unsuitable.
Well, that wouldn't happen in the U.S. You know why? Because we're all, sue everybody crazy. And so insurance companies would insist that there be some kind of barrier that was high enough and would deter people from being stupid, because nobody wants to get sued when some fool decides to go stand on the edge and do a scene out of Titanic. But I see it all the time at the Giant's Causeway on the Antrim coastline of Northern Ireland. People walk right out to the edge of the rocks. The sea is splashing in. The wind is blowing like crazy. And it doesn't take much for somebody, even somebody whose body has, some substance to it, to get blown off into the sea. And you've got some rocks there that you just might bounce off on your way down. In Taiwan, we went to this beautiful park, a really amazing place, and there are these rocks that go out to the sea. And they painted a red line that was about 6 inches wide, a bright red line all along these rocks. And there was a sign as you entered the area, don't go past the red line. And it was done in a way that you didn't have to read Chinese or any other language in order to know, don't go there. And yet, I stood there in disbelief as people went out to the edge. It's like, what, you just looking for trouble or what? That's crazy, because this trail sounds gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And bravo to the 37 owners who saw the value in inviting total strangers to come trample on their land. I think it's grand. Just bravo to them.
Absolutely. And I mean, they're the real heroes. And it was one of the farmers who sort of pioneered it with all the others. And he's now doing a guided walk from Doolin up to the visitor center almost every day of the year. And he is just booked out solid.
You guys are so entrepreneurial. Never miss an opportunity. I think that's great. That's really, really great. You have to do it on Halloween with lanterns. That could be cool. As long as the weather is participating in a positive way. So you were explaining to me during the commercial break that the Clissamore Visitor Center is dead center in this 20-kilometer walk. So it's 10 kilometers one south and 10 kilometers north?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So people...
So the visitor center is right at the very heart.
10 kilometers is 6.25 miles. So if you walk the whole 20 kilometers, you'd be walking 12.5 miles. And then you mentioned something about a shuttle. Now, you pick up the shuttle where?
Right, so there are several stops for the shuttle. You can, it actually takes in the pier at Doolin, the new pier, where you can take the cruise that you were talking about, Stephanie, along the base.
Is my friend Bill Oh, Bill O'Brien?
Yes, indeed. Bill is very... now, they have the cruise operators, the Kismore Cruise and the ferry companies out to the Aran Islands, they operate from St. Patrick's weekend on 17th of March right through to the end of October. They don't operate during the winter months because of the weather.
Right.
But they do operate right throughout the spring, the summer, and the autumn.
Yeah.
And so the shuttle bus stops there. It also stops in... at a couple of stops in Doolin. It then stops at the visitor center. It then goes on to a farmyard parking place in Hag's Head, which is at the far end of the cliffs, and it then goes on down to the Scanner Village, and it goes around in a circuit, and it does that five or six times a day. So you can park in one of those destinations, you can catch the shuttle bus and walk back to your car, or you can walk from your car and then catch the shuttle bus back.
When you see Bill O'Brien next, send him hugs and kisses from Stephanie Abrams, who always takes his hat off his head because I never remember to bring a hat. So I've got something to shade me from the sun when we go out on his boats.
I certainly will.
Give him hugs and kisses from me. He's the nicest man in the world. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams talking about the Cliffs of Moher. Don't leave me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If
your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
White collar daddy, oh, yes, whiskey in the car.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Catherine Webster on the line with me. Marvelous woman. I wish I could invite you all over. We could all sit down together and have tea with Catherine. She's such a love bug. And well, maybe what we could do is we'll pick a date and we'll all meet at the Cliffs of Moher. How's that? Does that sound good? And we'll go upstairs to the cafe in the visitor center, whose windows look like, well, if there's a Dutch style of architecture that does this often, they make windows that look like two eyes. Did you ever see that? I found a house in Ireland. I forget where. I think it was in Mayo. I took a photo of it because it has a thatched roof and it's got those kind of windows that look like two eyes. Well, these eyes are into the sod of the hillside, but you're inside the restaurant looking out. It's amazing. Got to go with me there, people. If you go without me, ask for Catherine Webster. She's got nothing else to do. She'll drop what she's doing to meet you. You're never busy, are you?
No.
I love the way you said that. You sounded like that cow that just died in Ireland. You know about that cow?
No, I don't.
Oh, gosh, I forgot the cow's name. We're going to have to talk about it. We're going to have to talk about it later. Yeah, this cow is like 30-something years old. It was, at the moment, the oldest living cow. I think it was 38 or something. A couple of years ago, another cow died, was 42. They're very happy cows in Ireland. And with good reason. You know, that's one of the things I love most about Ireland and one of the reasons I go often. Even in the worst of times and people are struggling with the biggest challenges, humor laces everything together. And, you know, we'll walk into, you know, a pub and there is so much laughter in the pub that you can't hear yourself talk. I've actually stood up in pubs in Ireland and said, "You people are having far too much fun here." You know, we try to be quiet in restaurants. You know, we're so reserved. But as my good friend Malachi McCourt would say, there are various ethnic groups that are known associated with particular diseases like Tay-Sachs disease and Cooley's anemia and There's another anemia. I forget which one it is, but you know, and there are certain ethnic groups that are associated with those diseases. You know what he says the disease of the Irish is? You ready for this?
Go on.
Respectability. You don't want to be respectable, no.
Mm.
Especially if you're Malachy McCourt, I don't know if he's just finished his ninth book, but the title, I knew the two working titles. One working title was, I Never Drank When I Was Sober. But he actually settled on the second title, which is, I Read Your Brother's Book. And that's because people say that to him all the time, because his brother was Frank McCourt, who wrote Angela's Ashes. And that's the kind of thing you often find in a gift shop. And one of the things that I love to do when I am at the Cliffs of Moher is go into your gift shop. And do you remember the year I told you we drove back 150 miles to buy a pair of slippers that look like lammies? Now, when you put your feet in the slippers, it looked like you were wearing two lambs on your feet with little black noses and little black faces and... Because I thought I could find it somewhere else, and why do we have to drive all over Ireland with it? And then we found out we couldn't find it anywhere else, and we ended up driving back to the Cliffs 150 miles.
We have a lot of stuff that's unique to the Cliffs.
I'm telling you, you guys are amazing. I mean, it's not your normal. People think of, you know, gift shops at tourist attractions as kind of like tourist traps. First of all, your prices are very good, but you have product that you just don't see everywhere. Who does the shopping for your shop?
We have a team of specialists.
Oh, bravo to them. Because everything from the jewelry to books and things for the house and things for kids and, you know, it can be a nuisance when you know you want to bring back things for people, and it's an awful waste of time to sometimes try to find, you know, something particular for somebody. But when you drift about in your shop, which I love doing... there's always something unique and special. Can you shop online at your shop?
Not at this point in time. We are looking into that.
Go look into it.
It's part of the gift shop is operated by part of the Shannon Group who operate the airport. I don't actually manage that side, but the Shannon Group are our tenants there, and they operate the gift shop, and they are in the process of exploring a online offering.
Are they the people that operate the duty-free shop at Shannon?
They are.
Oh, and you know, people, the duty-free concept was conceived in Ireland and implemented at Shannon Airport. It was the first duty-free in the world. And that's always a good place to shop, too. Dublin Airport as well. I mean, if you didn't find something, you probably will find it at the airport, but you don't have the same selection. And then you're under this awful pressure to, geez, if I don't find it now, I'm finished. And by the way, when you are flying to the U.S. from Ireland, you clear customs in Ireland, so there is no duty-free shopping in the airplane on the return trip. If you want to buy something duty-free in the airplane, you have to buy it on your way to Ireland. Because when you leave Ireland, you clear customs and immigration in Ireland. So when you land in America, you'll see a sign at whatever international airport you land in that says, everybody coming in from outside the country this way, if you came from Ireland that way, and you leave... Like you just flew in from Detroit. You leave as a domestic person. You just pick up your luggage and go because you cleared customs in Ireland. So, you know, do your shopping before you get back on the plane all over Ireland and in the duty-free shops at Shannon and Dublin if you haven't gotten all the things you need and you got some folding money in your pocket you want to unload. It's a good time to do it. I can't wait to see you again, my dear, and I'm looking forward to experiencing your new walking trail. It was brilliant, and bravo. And, I mean, to get a whole bunch of landowners to see the light, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a real joint effort by everybody involved.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to see you soon, I think, so I'll let you know when we're coming over, and hopefully I'll be able to breathe near you without contaminating you.
I sure hope so.
All right, honey bear, we'll talk soon. Everybody else, stay with me. More to come, and we're flying high.
Fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.